all of our volunteers, and you know, we're trying to make the best of it, but as you said, kind of hit the reset button. So new year, new you. So this is definitely a time to start some new goals. And our physical therapy department is always accepting new patients. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's really neat about physical therapy is that Oklahoma is a direct access state. So you don't have to have a referral to go to physical therapy.
That's nice.
Yeah, you can just show up, say my back's hurting or I've got some issues with balance, or, you know, because a lot of people have been home these last mm-hmm. few months. And so we're seeing a lot of people come back that are having some balance issues and not really feeling like their best selves yet. So mm-hmm. we can definitely offer that. And then if you, after your evaluation, you decide that physical therapy is a route you want to take or you want to jump back into, we can definitely get the right paperwork from your doctor for insurance. So
that's great. We're talking with Rachel here from Elder Care.
Yeah.
And it seems like that is really neat. Another benefit of being an Okie.
Exactly.
But also being doubly blessed to be here in Washington County, especially in Bartlesville, if you ever have that need.
That's
so,
right.
With Elder Care.
Yeah, because we are definitely seeing a lot of clients who, you know, they've been in for several months, and whether or not they were actually seeing physical therapy mm-hmm. for anything, maybe they were just coming to work out, you know, we're definitely seeing that. So mm-hmm. that's something to remember. You know, people have not been out, they have not been exercising as much, even just going to the store. So balance is a little off, and, you know, there's all kinds of issues.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Well, yeah, I know that everyone's been working, but they've been working a little bit differently these
yes.
days, too. And for some folks who might think, well, what have the services changed at Elder Care? Well, there've been some modifications.
Absolutely, yeah. Obviously, we're still not meeting with our Golden Opportunities programs, mm-hmm. and some of our support groups still aren't meeting. Some of them are doing some virtual things, so we're making adjustments, but we definitely miss having, you know, our doors were always opening. There were people always there, so it's a smaller crowd. Uh-huh. We miss that, and a lot of the employees we're all wearing different hats. We're having to do different support roles, and, you know, we're making it work, but we miss everybody.
Well, congratulations on the flu shot clinics, both drive-through and distanced
yeah.
in person. I understand that was a bit of a trip, but it worked out really well.
You know, we were so happy to take care of our community.
Yeah.
But I just want to say I'm a little tired still just thinking about that.
Have you seen somebody rolled up sleeves in all your life?
I have not. And I worked the check-in table. So I was the first stop. I would take your temperature, give you a sticker, and people were rolling them up then. And it was like, no, let's just get through this process first. But, you know, it was tiring, but we were so happy to give that opportunity to the community. We were so thankful for that.
And a lot of people took advantage of it because, you know, with the possibility of COVID, if you were to contract that and couple that with the flu, especially if you're a person over the age of 60, that's not a good thing.
No,
it would never be a good thing.
No.
And so it's a good thing that people took advantage of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were excited to provide that.
Now we're starting to get a little bit of a glimmer of hope now that the COVID-19 vaccine has come to the area just, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Many seniors were given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody, of course, made it out there to the fairgrounds. They just couldn't to get taken care of. But I understand that they were hitting 75 people in the arm per half hour. That was crazy.
I think everybody's still trying to work out some kinks with that process. I know
yeah.
that the website, a lot of seniors don't have access to that. So Elder
Care. Nor do they understand it,
no,
honestly.
No.
And I'm not being facetious. I mean, that's just something that's not in their everyday thing.
No. So yeah. Elder Care is trying their best to find out how we fit in that system.
Really? Good.
I know
where I'm going with this.
Well, we're hoping to. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're just kind of watching the whole process. You know, we just saw the website yesterday like everybody else. And so the new vaccinate.oklahoma.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're still trying to navigate that. I anticipate that this morning when I go into work, we'll be helping a few seniors. We offered that to a few of our clients just to kind of test the waters and see how it goes. And then hopefully we'll figure out our place in that system and we'll be able to service our seniors.
So it's like taking a crash course once you saw that website go live and having to absorb that and then, you know, reprocess that for other people so that they understand how it works. That's got to be a little bit of a job.
Yeah, we had that discussion yesterday. I mean, it was not in our game plan. It's not really anything that has to do with us as far as our our services we offer, but then we thought, well, that is our service. We do help seniors, so we should figure out a way to kind of aid them. So we're hoping to find something, find a solution.
Well, that's great. That is great. And that is really typical of elder care. You see an opportunity to help, and elder care just jumps right in and does whatever you can. And
well,
I think we've come to appreciate that in our community.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people made that decision for us, too. We had our phone was ringing off the hook all last week and this week about, is elder care doing it? Well, if they're not, why not?
Okay, we're on it.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out something. I don't know. Uh-huh. We'll see what we come up with.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure very, very, very shortly, as a matter of fact. You got a lot of people have a lot of trust in elder care.
Good.
It's been earned and deserved over the years. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, very good. So now that we're starting to see that little glimmer of hope, we don't want to get the cart too far ahead of the horse or even ahead at all.
Right.
But, boy, you start thinking about springtime, maybe summertime, and maybe the possibility of getting back to some form of normal after taking an 18-month pause or something like that.
Yeah.
That's going to be something.
We hear that from our clients all the time.
They can't wait, can they?
They're ready. They're ready to go travel. We did a survey, and, I mean, they're ready. They want to. We just, you know, have to be a little extra cautious because they are our delicate population. Mm-hmm. So we have to kind of do the best thing for them. But we're ready. As soon as we can put our thinking hats on and we can figure out something, even if we just do a social distance get together in the parking lot, we're going to do something.
Well, that's great because I think isolation doesn't work well for folks.
No, that's another thing that we're super terrified of. So,
you know, if you're 20 feet away and you can wave and yell, hey, that's actually kind of good compared.
Yeah. We're thinking of all the possibilities. So hopefully this year, you know, won't be just another year of no get-togethers. Uh-huh. We're going to try something.
And a few of the people were asking about access to Dr. Gerald right there at your office, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they're still able to come in if they need to.
That's right. Right now, I think that the majority of their clients are utilizing telehealth. So that's been really great. Yes, especially with community spread right now and just all the numbers going up. It's been really great to utilize that because we've been able to kind of limit the amount of exposure we could possibly have in our building. So, yeah.
Last thing you want to do is go to the doctor and possibly get sick on the way there or on the way back. That's not good for anybody.
No, so we're thankful for that technology and that our team has really utilized that. That's been neat. It's been
now,
cool
with other services, I understand that when it comes to a variety of different things, we still have help services that are available. It's not like elder care packed it in and shut the door.
No, they were still working through all of this. Mm-hmm. Some of our Brighter Living Services staff was out in the midst of this. They've had, you know, clients that were ill, you know, not necessarily COVID, but they were still out there. They mm-hmm. were, you know, suited up and they were helping and making sure they were taken care of. They got to where they needed to go. They got groceries, you know, they had wellness checks. So, yeah, our team has been working the whole time. It's been great. Yeah.
And
really proud of them.
With other services, I understand that there's been touchless services for maybe some things that elder care has been able to provide for other folks.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's been working out really good?
Yep, that has. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's good. So you've always figured out a way to keep going and keep in contact with the clientele. Mm-hmm. And also to keep them engaged as much as possible. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and even when our Daybreak program was not in-house, our clients were at home and we were checking on them, and our Brighter Living or our Daybreak staff was out bringing them care packages and, you know, checking on them and put little signs in their yards, and it was cute. We're just really proud of our team altogether, really.
Well, you got to be.
Yeah.
You absolutely got to be. Now, for folks who may have parents that would benefit from elder care services, the website is really easy to navigate. Can you kind of walk us through that a little bit? First of all, where do we find you on the World Wide Web?
So it's aboutelderCare.org.
AboutelderCare.org.
Uh-huh. And so everything you're going to need, that website is packed full of information. So anything you're going to need, the tabs right at the top are going to be your best friend. You're going to navigate those.
It's like a digital Rachel.
Thank you. There's a lot of information there. So, and if it's overwhelming, definitely feel free to give us a call. We can walk you through that. That's what we're here for. So mm-hmm. we can definitely assist you with any of that. If you kind of just can't figure out where what you're looking for or where to go on there, just give us a call. And you know.
And what's the number again?
So it's 336-8500.
Wow, there you go. It's that easy.
Yeah.
It's that easy. Now, I've taken you kind of a little bit around the horn here, but...
That's okay.
What other things are going on that maybe we've missed in our conversation that we need to get out there today?
So, obviously, speech therapy is still open. Abby's still meeting with patients.
Good.
And I think one thing to stress is that she doesn't just see seniors. She sees all ages. Most of our physical therapy team can see all ages. I mean, there's no age limit. We're just, our specialty is seniors, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Abby, she can see all ages, and she can address issues with, you know, not eating properly, swallowing disorders, things like that in young children as well as adults. So, I mean, there's the possibilities there are endless. So. Definitely, if you have any of those issues, traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, stroke, any of that, if you know a loved one that's had that, you know, utilize her definitely and come in for an evaluation and see if there's anything she can help you with.
Rachel, let's give that telephone number once again for folks who might not have had a writing utensil in their hand when we give it out.
So it's 336-8500.
Rachel, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
All righty. You've been listening to our Community Connection on KMOX.